Depleted uranium. Depleted uranium, it's not a mystery. It's not a brand new thing. Been here a long time. The weapons are not dipped. They are not coated. They are not sprayed. Depleted uranium is a metal. It's solid. Make a bomb, you have a depleted uranium shell. You put the components in it so it'll go boom. The problem is depleted uranium, no matter how complicated anyone wants it to be, is two things. Low-level radiation, so we'll take it as radiation. Heavy metal poisoning. I think we pretty much get that. Okay, so we have subjected hundreds of thousands of people to depleted uranium. Call it weapons grade if you want. Call it uranium, call it enriched uranium, bunker busters. It kills. Uranium kills. Native folklore says, leave the yellow dragon and the earth alone. They're talking about the yellow cake of uranium. And that goes back hundreds of years ago. We started using this. My husband campaigned very actively at Maritime Command Headquarters to go to the Persian Gulf conflict. There is no Gulf War in Canada under international or domestic law. Terry was successful in going to the Persian Gulf conflict, notified Christmas morning, 1990. He was gone the next night. I couldn't take him to the plane because he didn't know if he'd be traveling with a weapon or not. So therefore, he had to be escorted. We were together for a long time. I knew the man that left. I don't know who came back. He went over there and he was proud. His country had trained him for years. He trained to serve us, to protect us, to serve the Queen. He was trained to kill. He finally got his war. And it's the most insidious, tortured, agonizing death anyone could ever have. And that's what we gave him. And that's what we're giving hundreds of thousands of others. And don't think it's confined to the military. It's not. The man that left was intelligent. He was smart. He had a college degree at age 33 through Royal Roads Military College. Do that with two kids and a wife who doesn't like military, you're doing good. He got sick over there. The air campaign started the 17th of January. That's more important in some ways than the ground war because there was blanket bombing. Bomb after bomb after bomb. Depleted uranium reliquefies at certain temperatures. It turns into a dust. It is inhaled. You don't feel it. You don't see it. You don't even know it. And the minute it enters your body, it's going to go through everything. It's going to go live in your bone, kill the calcium, and take over bone. But you don't know that's what's happening to you. You have diarrhea, constant migraines. You're dizzy. You're off balance. You can't control your urination, your bowels. You think, oh, God, I came in this room. Oh, okay, I can't remember what I came in for, but guess what? They don't know what room they're in. Their memory goes. My husband went from my best friend, my lover, and my children's father to a man he did not recognize himself. At the end of February in 1991, he came back a stranger to me, to our children, and worse, I think, to himself. He did a lot of things my government, your government, our government won't tell me. Military paper proves that Terry was clinically diagnosed with Gulf War syndrome by military doctors. And they proved that Terry did intelligence and counterintelligence work while in Dubai. He also went through Abu Dhabi, different other countries in the Persian Gulf. He worked with coalition forces and local assets. A local asset is Terry's contact only. I don't know who those assets are, but to the Arab community, I owe a great debt because they cared for Terry there. He could only do his job with their cooperation. When he set up the safe houses and he did the counterintelligence and intelligence, and he had access to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the CIA, and the FBI. Government has all this. They don't want to talk about it, and they won't answer me. And they released Terry from the military a few years later because he was a combination of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS. He vanished within himself. He lost cognition. You know, we used to look forward to him knowing who he was just for that hour. And then you didn't want that to happen. I didn't want him cognitive. Because he was in a diaper, and I was feeding him baby food. And he had 50 medical prescriptions, including morphine. And he drank baby juice. He wasn't at the bottle stage, but I wouldn't even say that wasn't impossible. And we did this little test. It's called depleted uranium urinalysis. And I was very lucky in many ways. This is all luck. I got someone independently to do the DU test. Came back positive. I wasn't too sure what DU was and what it was, but it was a physical reason because the government was telling us Terry's crazy, and so are a lot of other people. Well, Terry wasn't crazy. He was just disintegrating and disappearing, and we found out he had depleted uranium in his body, one of the elements being plutonium. Not a friendly thing to have. So that was Monday night. Tuesday, Terry asked me a promise that when he died, to give his body to the international community because he could not help himself in life. He wanted to help those others in death. Wednesday, I bought a wheelchair adaptable home. Terry was 250 pounds. I'm not. It took some maneuvering, so we had to move. Thursday morning, he died. I didn't know what was wrong with him. And I went into his room, his own medical bed. And he looked so strange, so very, very strange. And lividity had set in, and death has a feel. Sort of starts back here and gets in the pit of your stomach, and yet lividity, and the lip was blue, and you could hear the gases. I mean, dead is dead. But I still couldn't place a look on his face. A few hours later, I realized what it was. Terry was at peace. It's a long time. I had forgotten what peace looked like. And I think personally that once Terry knew that he was ill, that he was not crazy, he let go. He just let go because he had an answer. And he had a second task. Terry was harvested. His body was taken, skull bone, three quarters of the brain, lung, liver. Dr. Asif Durakovich had a shopping list, and I asked him, please, coordinate with the local hospital. Take every part of Terry you want. Okay, I'm very innocent walking into this. I don't realize you take out somebody's brain and skull, it sort of leaves a mark on the side. Not too good for a family viewing the next day. It's scary. Really scary. And then you find out, heavy metal toxicity is transmittable. And what has happened to the organs? We have certain boundaries that we feel nature and medicine can't cross. One is the blood-brain barrier, the other is placenta and fetus. Well, DU will put that all to shame. It'll cross any barrier, anywhere, and as it wants, and it will mutate as it chooses. So, you have me with 18 assorted body parts and Canada. And I was fortunate with a lot of things to get the independent testing done. Terry died under National Secrets Act. He did not die a military member. He was under National Secrets, which I'm not bound by legally, morally, at all. Had they known of his death, they had full right to his body. And they could have stopped any harvesting of organs for research if they had wanted to. They weren't officially notified until the next day. They're just, for personal reasons, it wasn't time to do it, and I'd never thought of it. But since Terry's death was announced to be Gulf War syndrome is the official cause of death, and Tony and Associates have a copy of that, so Terry could be cremated. And this is a paper I will leave behind. This is what we as a country did when Dr. Asif Durakovich and several other scientists and doctors said, oh, well, we have radiation, we have heavy metal toxicity, he's got DU in his bone, and it's a higher than significant level. And so Canada said, well, okay, that woman in your arm is a real pain, and what we're going to do is we're going to send this letter out to anybody who wants to be tested for depleted uranium. You want to be tested? It's no problem, I'll tell you. You know, Terry Riordan died with depleted uranium in his bone. This scientist said this. So this is what we did. We used Terry's name, one country, used one man's name to test the entire population if they want it. A little bizarre. I didn't know Terry had that power. I'm sure somewhere he's very thankful. Depleted uranium is in our waters. No idea how you're ever going to get it out. It's in the soil. It's in the food. It's in our caribou in Canada, actually. Kenny Scott, we have a love-hate relationship. We're well aware of it. I love to use his paperwork. He hates it when I do. Kenny Scott said publicly on the record, a potato in Saskatchewan has more uranium than any Persian Gulf veteran. Well, recently going through some research on different aspects of depleted uranium, I just might have to agree with him. And this will scare him, because I've agreed with him two or three times. He sent out a memo that had a website on it, so I plugged it in and found out the caribou in Saskatchewan, they're contaminated with uranium. So might want to watch that. And the rabbits, they've got the same problem. So DU is not a military issue. It is a humanity issue. And it's making us the endangered species. For everything on this earth, there is a uranium figure. Someone had nothing else to do, figured uranium, okay, we'll see how much is in broccoli. They actually know all that. That's how we know Terry had too much in his body. That's how I know he was in vast blanket bombing areas in countries my country won't even talk to me about, doing things I didn't know. Would Terry have gone knowing this would happen? First of all, he wouldn't believe that this would happen. Neither would I. I was a military wife. My country stood with me, but I had no problem. Military family. I didn't know how dysfunctional it was till we needed them, and they weren't there. And this is what depleted uranium shells look like? Natural little things. Got this from Department of Defense in the U.S. Have a little issue there with Eric Dax and then a few of them, and they don't realize what's on their website. And this, which I'll leave with Tony and Associates, is a report from Florida from the Air Force Base in 1977, where they were testing depleted uranium bombs. And they found a lot of questions, a lot of serious and vital threats to human life and to the Earth. And no one touched it. Florida's totally contaminated. And military documents state that. So we can do a lot of things. We can yell, and we can scream, and we can holler, and we can use the paper war. But we're losing. People are dying. They're donating their organs. Those organs are tainted. They will fail. And the recipient will never know it's not them. 3 weeks to see if the organ is tainted with depleted uranium. You tell someone waiting for a liver, they aren't going to like it. They can't wait 3 weeks. It's not a viable organ. But if that organ in a military city of Halifax, Dartmouth, what are you going to do if that organ came from anyone who had been in the Persian Gulf from 1991 to whenever it is people come out of there? What are you going to do? Is that organ safe? Will my child get a liver that is contaminated with radiation and heavy metal poisoning, reject the liver, and then be regarded as a poor recipient? What are we going to do with the Earth? There's depleted uranium shells in the water. The Japanese had them clean up some shells that the U.S. military used. I'm sure they didn't get them all. But it's in the earth. It's in the food that's growing. Children are playing with DU shells. You can't avoid it. You can't see it. And it's an international issue. Terry's body's going through more research. There are more concerns that other than DU. We are now the endangered species, and we are killing the planet. We need your help. I want my grandchild to have a grandchild. Right now, I wouldn't guarantee that. Thank you.